Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 342, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. O let my supplicating cry by thee, my gracious Lord, be heard. Give wisdom and deliver me according to thy faithful word. 1, 3, and 4 of Psalter 342.
Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the prophecy of Isaiah and there of chapter 43. But first, the 12 articles of our undoubted Catholic Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Isaiah 43. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters. which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the fowls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, who is a God like unto thee? As we have heard in these moments out of thy holy word, for thy people have made thee to serve with their sins, and they have transgressed against thee and departed from thee days without number. But we may read that thou dost say that thou art he that changest not, that covenant that thou hast made in that never begun eternity, and that is so firm and that is so sure, that there is nothing that is able from the side of that people. Though they have transgressed against thee, and though they continue with a body of sin and death, then there is nothing that is able to separate them from thy love. Thou sayest therefore unto that people, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And when thou goest through the fire, then thou shalt not be burned. O Lord, that thou may remember thy church in the days in which we live. For there is nothing changed from the days of old. And then there is a people who cannot uphold it in their own life, and does stand indeed that thou wouldst repeat it unto them. For the fears can be so many, that though there are so many things that they dare not to deny, yet when looking upon themselves and all that comes from them. And then there are so many fears that one day it shall not be well. O Lord, that Thou may remember them in this day, and that Thou may renew unto them Thy covenant and show unto them Thy salvation. But wilt Thou give it also for the first time in the midst of us? O Lord, Thou knowest those who carry a burden in the midst of this world. Thou knowest those who walk in darkness and have no light. Thou knowest those in whom Thy Spirit has begun to work. Thou knowest those who smite upon their own breast in secret places, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. O Lord, wilt Thou grant unto them in this day a little token of Thy favor, of Thy nearness, of Thy presence? Could it please Thee to open Thy word and to reveal unto them Thy only begotten Son, in whom Thou art so well pleased, and that they may be well pleased in Him also? Oh, then it comes not from our side, because we are those who would try to pay the price again. But Lord, then we are not able from our side, because we do not see that great standard of perfection. Oh Lord, then it is opened more and more in the life of Thy church, so that they become more and more despondent, and it becomes more and more impossible. And so it must be cut off from our sight so completely that there is no way anymore. And then there is an opening for Thy word, which we have read together. And when Thou sayest that Thou art He that dost make a way in the sea, and that Thou art He that dost make a path in the desert, O Lord, that it may be experienced also in our midst, may it be by young and old together. O Lord, that Thou may work also in the hearts of young and old, who are complete strangers of these things. Thou knowest our hearts by nature. Oh, then there is in us a form of godliness, but we are missing the power thereof. Then we do not see our sin. And if we see it by moments, then we have no sorrow for it. Lord, then it is belonging only unto Thee to send forth Thy Spirit and to send thereby an arrow into our heart, and that is on our side so hard, even as that nether millstone. And there are those in our midst that do feel it. Oh, that Thou may give it to be broken in this day. And then there are those who do not feel it at all, or that can go on in this life without a care in the world. O Lord, we beseech Thee that Thou may come unto us and unto our children, that the great strength and power of Thy Spirit may be known and felt, that it is an irresistible power. Oh, when there are those in our midst that are cold and hard under a word that they have heard for so many years in their life, then, Lord, we ask of Thee in these moments that Thou may use, that Thou may bless Thy word, that it may be the day of Thy good pleasure to take reasons out of Thyself, and to work that wonder that we are not able to work for us and for our dear children. Remember all the afflicted, all the sick. They have been laid before Thee already in this morning hour. And we lay them before thee once again in this afternoon hour. And wherever that they may be, young or old, the widows, the widower, the orphans, and all those that mourn, and the losses of their loved ones, those that go over this world alone, and those that have hidden crosses known unto thee, Lord, that thou mayest supply from above, and give them to feel something of what we can read in thy word, that underneath are the everlasting arms, that they may be given to speak also of thy wonders. Lord, that thou mayest supply for parents in the bringing up of our children. Give faithfulness, diligence, and an example to set before them that is right before thee. Open the mouths of grandfathers and of grandmothers, and that in this short life here below, that one thing needful may be bound upon our hearts. We remember in a special way our own school. Lord, thou knowest the clouds that are lowering. Thou knowest the storm that is gathering. When ways of sin in this world are also to be imposed upon us, O Lord, then wilt thou make us faithful. For we can read in thy word that there is a time of persecution coming. And then these things, they are coming so near unto us and unto our children. And who shall be able to stand? Oh, that we may be ready leave lands and houses and people for the sake of thy great name. Oh, that thou may be more precious unto us than all that we may possess here below. Oh, could it please thee to give to us the ability to continue to instruct our children in our own school. Oh, Lord, then it is not by might or by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of our God. And then it will not be good enough that we can read of thy power that was experienced in the days of our fathers. But it will need to be experienced in these days also, and by us and by our children. And that thou art able to stay the hand of the enemy, and that thou hast the heart of kings in thy hands. O Lord, we beseech thee then, that thou may remember us in thy mercy, and wilt thou turn all things for good, and may it be for the honor and for the glory of thy name, and that we may be given to know and to experience that there is a God in heaven, and that our souls may be drawn also to seek and to serve thee for the good of our souls. Wilt thou remember all thy servants? Increase their number, could it please thee. Also in the months to come, wilt thou work in the hearts of men. And may it be to go forth to bring law and gospel in the midst of the established congregations, for the vacant places in the churches are yet so many, and the weaknesses of thy servants, they become more and more evident, and we are but of yesterday. O Lord, we know not our life for a moment. But could it please thee to remember our rising generation? And could it please thee to send forth more servants into thy vineyard who are truly converted, wrought upon, called, and sent forth by thee, who are instructed by thee, and that may be given to instruct others? Lord, that thou mayest supply for all those that bring thy word. Give opening and liberty. Give thy word free course. Help us also in this afternoon hour. O Lord, strengthen us in our body. Grant us the unction of thy Spirit in our heart. Open thy word. May it receive a place in the hearts of many. Oh, that we may be enabled to bring it in all simplicity. And that thou thyself and may give ears to hear, hearts to understand. And that thou may glorify thyself for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 365, stanzas 1 through 4. From the depths my prayer ascendeth unto God on high. Hear, O Lord, my supplication and my cry. 1 through 4 of Psalter 365, and the last collection today is for the Bethesda Care Home. beloved congregation, upon the death of King Saul, we read that the Philistines, they have taken the body of Saul and fastened it to the wall of Bethshan. What a great humiliation. The enemy of God's church that did rejoice in their victory over the people of the Lord. We can read of the valiant men of Jabesh-Gilead that they have done a deed at the very peril of their lives. That they have by night stolen that body back again. And that they have brought it back and given unto it a decent burial. That was a very honorable deed. But why did they perform it? They performed that deed out of great gratitude, because they have never forgotten what Saul has done for them, though that was over a space of 40 years. But they have never forgotten when Saul has come to their rescue. When the enemy Nahash the Ammonite would put out all of their right eyes. And when they had to experience what they were in themselves against that enemy, then they were only weakness. Then they had in themselves no power, so that unless there was a helper, then they were ready to give themselves over into the hands of their enemies. And so they have not forgotten. And they have honored Saul even after his death. What is now that great honor that Christ is going to receive, that Son of God, that is forever and forever, to all eternity, that is going to be for a deed that is never going to be forgotten by His church. And that He has given Himself, that He has given Himself even unto death, and that for a people who had to experience that they were so helpless in themselves, to deliver themselves, and so He is rightly called Savior. And so He is exalted by them beginning in the time and will be so forever and forever. It is Lord's Day 11. Lord's Day 11, questions 29 and 30. Question 29. Why is the Son of God called Jesus? That is, a Savior. Answer, because He saveth us and delivereth us from our sins, and likewise because we ought not to seek, neither can find salvation in any other. Question 30, do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare of saints? Of themselves or anywhere else? Answer, they do not. For though they boast of Him in words, Yet indeed they deny Jesus, the only deliverer and savior. For one of these two things must be true, that either Jesus is not a complete savior, or that they who by a true faith receive this savior must find all things in him necessary to their salvation. So far, our Lord's Day, which speaks about the name Jesus in two thoughts. First, the meaning of this name, and second, faith in this name. The name Jesus, the meaning and faith in this name. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord. That is our 12 articles, and we have begun to consider them together. And we have begun to consider God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Thus we have considered God the Father of the creation, and we have considered something also of his caring for that creation, that is, of his providence. And now, if you will look, children, in the further Lord's Days of the Heidelberg Catechism, then you will see the next questions, and they have to do word by word with the next statements of our 12 articles. That is, I believe in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, our Lord. Thus, we have a Lord's Day about the name Jesus, and we have a Lord's Day about the name Christ. And then it is about the only begotten Son of God. And then it is about the name Lord. The 12 articles, they are a very short, a very concise confession, profession of faith. And then every word that has a very great meaning. And we can read in our banner that the Lord Jesus has so very, very many names. And why so very many names? Well, because by those names he reveals who he is. They are a revelation from above. And they are that we may know something of him who is no longer with us in his body, but who is dwelling in heaven. And yet we may know something of who he is by that revelation of himself. And thus we begin today with that name, Jesus. Jesus, that is the personal name of the Son of God, who gave him that name. Who gave you your name, children? Say, my father, my mother gave me my name. That is what they called me when I was born. That is right. And who gave Jesus his name? Well, his father did. Because before that the Lord Jesus was born, then his father sent a messenger, an angel, to his mother. That is, that angel had to say unto Mary that thou shalt conceive in thy womb and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Thus Mary did not choose that name. Also Joseph did not choose that name, because the Lord spake also unto him in a dream about Mary, that she would bring forth a son, and that he was to call his name Jesus. Thus, that is a name that has especially been given unto him by God the Father. And thus, that is not a name that is to be used by us, because that is a name that was given especially to that only begotten Son of God. We know that in former times, names, they were given with sometimes a very great meaning. If we think about Phinehas's wife, then she has also named her son Ichabod. No glory. Why? There was great meaning, there was a great purpose. She said, the glory that is departed from Israel. And then it is the Lord Himself that has given. We can read in certain places in God's Word that the Lord has given certain persons' names. If we read of Hagar, when she fled from her mistress Sarai, that the Lord gave to her child a name, Ishmael. And why? And because it was said that the Lord has heard thine affliction. And thus that name Ishmael, that meant God will hear. Is he not good even unto Hagar? And now what name that the Lord has ever given to anyone in that whole world has so much significance and has so much meaning as that name of Jesus. Because that is a name that every time that shall be declared in the midst of this world to the very last day of the world, that shall carry an extremely significant meaning with it. And then we may know, because it is given by his own Father, that what that will and that desire of the Father is, Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. And what does that name mean? That name means Savior. And why? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, not for no reason, but for a very great reason. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thus it is a prophecy. It is a prophecy of what he shall do. It is a prophecy of what and who he shall be. It is a prophecy of everything that he is and the purpose for which he has come and sent into this world. Thus, if God the Father, he is sending his Son into this world, and he is giving unto his Son that name Jesus. He is giving unto his Son that name Savior. Then, congregation, is it not so? Can it be otherwise than that Father, that he is delighting in the salvation of his people? Do you ever say, young people, God is so hard. God is so hard. There is requirements. There is a standard. There is a law. It is high. We cannot fulfill it. It is impossible from our side. The requirements remain. God is so hard? Or do you not see something different in this name? When the Father is giving unto His Son this name of Jesus to declare the purpose that He has sent Him into this world and to declare what His delight is, that His Son may receive honor, that His Son may receive glory in that way of salvation. No, not in word only, but that He may receive it in deed and in truth. That is what we read the Lord says, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they turn unto me and live, because the wicked, when he dieth in his sin, then he gives no honor unto Jesus. He gives no honor unto that Savior. It is not as if he delights in the mere words of a man. It is not as if he delights in the mere praises of men singing unto the glory of his name. Because we can read that the Lord says by Isaiah, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Is that what we do too? We have a form, we have a custom, and then we speak also of that name Jesus. But if we will honor that name Jesus, then it is necessary for us to know of the salvation of Jesus. And what is now necessary, that we would know something of that salvation of Jesus. Well, congregation, a Savior that is needed by whom? A Savior that is only needed by a person who is not able to save himself. A Savior that is only needed, as we heard in this morning hour, by a woman with an issue of blood, who has spent all on other physicians and is only becoming worse. A Savior is only necessary when a man experiences something that they have no strength against that enemy, as those Jebusites. God, He would never have sent a Savior into this world if He did not know that Savior was necessary. Because if that Savior was not necessary, then why would He not have required of men that they should save themselves? So it was in the first covenant, when they were made with an ability, and when they were able to keep that covenant, and then that covenant and the keeping of it was certainly required of them. Do this and thou shalt live. And then there was no need for God to send men a Savior, and thus in that first covenant there is no mention of a Savior. But congregation, if that was still not possible after the fall, would that now not be the same? But mercy that is not glorified in laziness, that a man is able to do it and has no desire, but mercy that is glorified in inability, mercy that is glorified in the helplessness of a man. Fallen man, He can attribute unto himself what kind of powers that he will. But God the Father, when he did name his Son Jesus, he has declared unto all the world the depth of their fall. He has declared to all the world the impossibility of ever delivering themselves out of that pit into which they had brought themselves. Thus, his sending of his Son and calling him Savior, that is a declaration from heaven. It is a declaration of our poverty. It is a declaration of our helplessness. It is a declaration of our inability. Thus it comes from the side of heaven. But do we believe it? A Savior does not become precious to a man until his poverty, until his inability, until his great misery, until his helplessness also becomes known unto himself. That does not take place in one day. No, not in a natural way. How many years was that for Israel? We heard it in this morning that it was for that woman 12 years before she has come to an end of all those physicians. And when we read of Israel in Egypt, how many, many years was it before their cry has come up unto the Lord, the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth? It was a cry in their bondage, we read. Congregation, what is bondage? Well, bondage, that is, how would that be, children? It has the word bound in it, does it not? Bound. When you would be bound, then you can do nothing. Then you have ropes about you. Thus bondage, that is speaking about a man's helplessness to deliver himself. And now how long has it taken Israel to really cry unto the Lord out of their bondage? And when they have cried, then it has only become worse. And we can read that Moses, he was sent as a type. We read of the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness, that they also cried unto the Lord. Do you ever cry unto the Lord? We pray, yes. We all pray. In the morning, you do that too, children, right? When you get up in the morning, you pray too, I hope. And when you go to the bed at night again, then you pray. But did you ever cry unto the Lord? That is what we read in the Bible. The children of Israel, they cried unto the Lord. When did they cry? We read at the gates of death. And what is death? Solomon says there is no discharge in that war. That is a place of great helplessness, is it not? That is a place where a man feels that if there is not deliverance from another side, then there is no deliverance from my side. No discharge in that war. There is no fighting from my side. There is no strength from my side. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. We can read when they were at their wits' end. What is that? Well, when there is no way anymore, when every way that is now cut off, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And that is now the people who are able to speak about the salvation of the Lord. They are able to sing about it. Because then they sing, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Why? Well, then they have experienced what it is for the Lord to be Savior. Jesus, Savior. What did the Lord say to Paul? He said, my strength that is made perfect in weakness. And therefore, Paul, he says, I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, how many in our world do not sing the praises of Jesus, but have never experienced the power of Jesus. But congregation, there is another people that are also so despondent. Why? Because of that weakness. Because of those infirmities. But they also do not know that power of Jesus. But there is now a day coming for that people. There is now coming a day wherein the Lord is going to deliver that people. Where the Lord, He is going to reveal Himself unto that people. Where the Lord is going to show unto that people His salvation. He says that He has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That is to deliver them. That is to do everything that is necessary for their salvation when they are not able to do anything from their own side. Oh, do you not think that the Father is satisfied with all that He has done? We can read it in His Word that the Father has so spoken, that He has spoken and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, He has indeed accepted of Him already. And what is now necessary? Oh, then there is only one other thing that has to happen in the life of that people. And that is that that people may receive of Him. But that cannot be. That cannot be until the people have been cut off from every other way that they have been holding on to. Then their soul that may receive of Jesus as Savior, then they may honor, then they may glorify Him. That is now the honor that He seeks. That is the honor that He will be glorified for forever and forever. And therefore He says unto that people, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You say, I am not worthy. That is so true. Did we not hear of that also from the mouth of Isaiah? The word of the Lord, that the Lord has said unto that people, that ye have departed from me, that ye have wearied me. And yet the Lord says unto them, I have blotted out all of thine iniquities. Why? Oh, He says, because I do it not for your sakes, but I do it for mine own great and holy namesake. Oh, I do it for my honor. I do it that I may be glorified as Jesus. I do it that I may be glorified as Savior. Let us sing. Psalter 112:3-4. Let all who seek to see thy face be glad and joyful in thy grace. Let those who thy salvation love forevermore proclaim, O praise the Lord, who dwells above, and magnify his name. 3 and 4 of 112. Is the Son of God called Jesus, that is a Savior, because he saveth us and delivereth us from our sins. And likewise, because we ought not to seek, neither can find salvation in any other. Do then such believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare of saints, of themselves or anywhere else? They do not. For though they boast of him in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only deliverer and Savior. For one of these two must be true, that either Jesus is not a complete Savior, Or that they who by a true faith receive this Savior must find all things in him necessary to their salvation. Our second thought, that is faith. Faith in that name, Jesus. And last week we have heard something of what the Lord Jesus saves from. You know what that is, children? You say that is sin, right? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And that is now what our fathers say here, because he saveth us and delivereth us from our sins, from the curse, from the punishment, from sickness maybe, as we heard this morning, but that was typical also of another deliverance we have heard. That is also part of it though, because afflictions, they are the consequences of sin. But also we have heard from the guilt, from the pollution, from sin itself. And now it is only in the deliverance, in the salvation from sin, that Savior is able to receive that glory that is to be given unto him by his Father. May you ever glorify him as such, as the deliverer from sin. Then that can only be experienced when we experience that we are unable to deliver ourselves from our own sin. Is that also your experience? That you cannot deliver yourself from your sin? Because that was now the experience of God's servant, who said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Who shall save me from this body of death? Sin. What is that? Paul says sin is transgression of the law. Has that ever become our grief? Have we ever seen anything of our transgression of the law? Say, I am a religious man. I am a religious woman. That may be. But when the Lord will show to us our sin, then we will not be such a religious man or such a religious woman anymore. No, then we will not place ourselves one step above the lowest criminal that is sitting in the prison. Sin. That is transgression of the law. That word sin, that actually means to miss the mark. To miss the mark. Is there a people that go over this world that miss the mark? That cannot live, that do not exist for that purpose and for that end that God, the Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, that they have heard of in these past weeks, that they cannot live for that purpose that He has made them? Is this what causes a child, boy or girl, to go bow down over the world? That you are not able to go to every place, young people, with all the young people of this world, because you see for what you have been created, And because you say, I now miss the mark. I now miss the end. Sin. What is sin? That is a departure from the right path. Is there a people that go over this world with a grief, with a sorrow in their heart that they have departed from that right path? All we like sheep, Isaiah says, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Did you ever see that? That it is my own way to which I have turned, and that I had no regard unto that way of the Lord. Sin. And how does Isaiah continue? He says, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now there is a people for whom that first part is so vivid and that have so much light in that first part, but for whom that second part is now so hid that they can see nothing of what the prophet has been speaking of. And why? Well, because those lost sheep, they are still trying to find their own way back again. But we understand it of the natural sheep, that that is not possible. That when that sheep that is lost, then there is no way that that sheep can find its own way back again. And so the Lord, he uses such a fit likeness for his fallen people, because that is now a sheep that is wandering, a sheep that is wandering in the wilderness of a broken covenant, to see now if there is still something that there is that I can do, that I may appease that wrath of God, that I can live in such a way that that separation between God and my soul could be taken away. But now what do our fathers say? According to the holy word of God, they who by a true faith receive this Savior must find all things in him necessary to their salvation. All things in him. Why? Because the Father, he has given him a name, and the Father has called him Savior. Thus he says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Thus he says, it is either nothing at all, or it must become unto us everything. Everything. Oh, do you think to add the smallest part that must congregation become impossible for us? Oh, we have to come so on the outside in order that a man may find all things in him. No, we are not so easily convinced of this. We do not just give this up. Oh, our pride. does not suffer us to lay in the dust, because it is a great humiliation for us to confess our inability, why we were not created so. When I was young people, 18 years old, I've told you that before, then I fell. Then I was broken from head to foot. But you know, I could do everything myself still. Everything. Except for one thing. And that was to put on one of my socks. Because my left leg that was in a cast, straight, I couldn't reach it. I didn't like that. That is not according to our flesh. When someone has to help us. And now there are people, young people, there are people, they will say to you, you must give it all up. Yeah, they are right. We must give it all up. But remember that a man does not just give it all up. He does not. If the Lord doesn't take it away from us, then we give nothing up. Because man, he retains his own honor. He wants to retain his own glory. And to now give it all up, that is a great humiliation for a man who is created with an ability. In the image of God, we are members of Help Yourself. But if we will ever know in our life this Savior, this name of Jesus, then it will be necessary that it will become for us completely impossible. Only think of what we have heard in this morning hour. Then the Lord must strip away from us all our own ability. Why? All things in Him. All things. A complete Savior. That is not for those who just admit that they have faults. But that is now for those who have a sinful existence. Paul says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. We can be brought low. A man can be brought very low and still rise up again. You know what Job says? He says, there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Now a man can be so cut down, you think there was never such a humble man, still he can rise again, because he was never cut off. And a root that was never uprooted, so that there that root of self-righteousness and that root of self-help that is still living in him. And the last state of that man, that is now worse than the first. But when now the Lord, he makes a declaration concerning this tree, that he says it is cursed, and that there is no fruit on that tree, and that there never shall come fruit on that tree. From your side, then congregation, then it is completely cut off. because a fountain cannot bring forth both salt water and fresh water. And that is now what has to be experienced by the true people of the Lord. There is so much workhouse that leads to the rich house, rich and increased with goods and of need of nothing. But the Lord, He says, they know not that they are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. If the Lord brings us in the workhouse, then it will lead to the poorhouse. There is a great difference. Mark that difference. Open your eyes, young people. Look about you and see. And look for the truth. And see if it now leads to the rich house, or if that workhouse is now leading to that poor house. Because that is now the work of the Lord, to bring them there sooner or later. And the Lord, He will keep them there. Why? All things. Everything. All things, our Father say, in Him. And that is why the Lord says, I will leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and a poor people, and they shall trust. You say faith in that name. They shall trust in the name of the Lord, in the Lord Jesus, in that Savior. Paul says, who shall deliver me from that law that is in my members? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so Paul did find in Him all things necessary to his salvation. All things in Him. People of the Lord, not just once, but always, always, doesn't change. Peter says, grow in grace. We hear that much in our world too. Must grow in grace, yes. What is grace? Grace that looks to the undeserving. How alone can a man grow in grace? It is only by growing in the knowledge of sin. It is only by growing in the knowledge of my unworthiness. Then to grow in the knowledge of that Savior. More and more to see that it is from Him, that it is through Him, and that it is to Him, whose name is Jesus, Savior. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him, He says, be the glory, now and forever. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, open unto us our sin. We cannot open it unto ourselves. Bless the feeble means. Instruct us in thy truth. Oh, may we be given, each and every one of us, to find all things in thee, because that is such a blessed sight and a blessed finding then they lack nothing anymore. For time and for eternity, bring us safely home. Help us in this week, each one in our place in this world. Keep us from sin, from a sudden and an unprepared death. Wilt thou supply for the needy, forgive the sins of this hour, in speaking and in listening, crown it with thy blessing. For Jesus' sake, amen. 319, 1, 3, and 4. Give thanks and praise to God above. For everlasting is his love. Praise him, ye saints, your Savior praise. Forever good in all his ways. 1, 3, and 4 of Psalter 319. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.